Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
to get through this thing called life.
I'm sure you guys noticed we had a different intro today, and that's just our special tribute to an icon and true talent that we lost recently.
Yes, on April 21st, the world found out that we lost one of music's greatest legends.
Yeah.
Prince passed away after a bit of an illness that he's had. We don't know.
Yeah, too young, 57. Mm-hmm.
There's actually a picture that I saw that said there's a king, a queen, and a prince.
Yeah.
So we have the king of pop, we have Whitney Houston, and then we have Prince.
It hurt me.
Now, personally, I did not grow up listening to him. I think we all, I knew, his Purple Rain, and This is what it's, I knew those kind of songs, but undoubtedly he was very inspirational to people who are, forging their way into the music industry.
Yeah, I think he made it possible to be different, and he was different in a world where it was looked down upon to be unique.
Yeah, he and also really paved the way for standing up against the powers that be, your record companies. And when I was young, I didn't understand why he went as the artist previously known as, or
formerly
known as Prince, and I was just he's just trying to be unique. And then I think there was a skit on Mad TV and he was on it or something. And I was like, oh, okay. And they explained to me why.
Yeah, no. It's one of those that I don't think. With David Bowie, I felt it a little. But with Prince, I was really upset.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, rest in peace, Prince. To all of his fans out there, he lives on through his music.
Oh, for sure. He's going to transcend for generations.
So, Wilkes, how was your weekend?
Pretty uneventful.
I'm literally trying to think about what I did, and I think I worked on Saturday.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know what else. I can't remember anything that I did.
No.
I went to church, and then I hung out at home. Yeah, that's all I did. Yeah. My dad was not in town, so I was just hanging out with my sister.
We did watch Fear the Walking Dead.
And I know you told me you're over it already.
I'm so done.
I say that every week,
but we have a saving grace because this Game of Thrones is coming back.
Yes. By this point, it's already on.
Yeah, and that is our savior because
Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones. So, I don't know. I'll be here probably just to hang out with you guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I don't watch Game of Thrones. Mm-mm.
It is a little explicit. My sister, she just got onto it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling her you need to watch. And she's like, no. And now she's on a race against the clock. She wants to be caught up
mm-hmm.
by the season premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm rewatching it with her. Which is kind of cool. She's experienced all the really big episodes that are
I only know of one called The Red Wedding, which is supposed to be horrific.
It's gut-wrenching. It's really, it's maybe their worst, but it's the best because it makes you be in the feelings, right? You're in your feelings that whole episode. But it's the worst because you just hate life after watching it.
I mean, I don't know. That's what marks good television, you know?
So, yeah.
Those memorable episodes that people who don't watch the show, like myself,
and it's funny because my sister, she's the only episode, she would ask me, what's the Red Wedding? What's the Red Wedding? And I'm I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister is we try to get to the to the end
mm-hmm.
as soon as the show starts. Because she's she'll text me something feels, this guy's gonna die. And I'm just stop. And she gets it. She know. And I'm damn it.
Mm-hmm.
She already knows. When she's so annoying. But it's sometimes I see it. We do the same thing. So she'll text me I think this person's gonna die, right? Right? And I'm I don't know. I'm going to bed. Stop texting me.
I like to watch spoilers. And not watch spoilers. I don't mind knowing certain spoilers. For instance, with The Walking Dead, I'm a huge fan. If somebody happens to know who dies, I don't want to know until I see it.
Yeah.
But I like to know from the comics, or I like to know insight from other people. Those are the kind of things I like to know. But straight on spoilers, I don't like to know that.
What's cool about Game of Thrones, and this will be the, we'll move on, but there's the books, right? And so now it's the first time where the book readers and the show watchers are kind of together. They're going to experience.
The books aren't finished, right?
Right. Yeah. And so we kind of caught up to the last book.
Well, I know that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. So the movie came out before the series was finished. Mm-hmm. So we all, I also had that experience where a book would come out and then like 2 years later the movie would come.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to see that.
But like with the cliffhanger that the book readers ended up with 5 years ago, I would have been like, I don't even know. I'd be like, we're already stressing out and it's only been off the air for a year. I couldn't imagine 5 years of not knowing, you know? Anyway.
Well, to move on from our weekend, which is just television, clearly.
Clearly.
If you follow us on any of our social media sites, you were probably very aware that we've been celebrating some pretty major milestones. We might sound a little different because we have a new piece of equipment.
Woohoo!
Shout out to the Blue Snowball Ice microphone. It's a very simple plug and play. And hopefully this is just delivering better quality sound to match our good quality content.
So let us know if you like this new addition to our podcast.
Yes, we've hit other milestones. This is episode number 10.
Yay!
So we're very excited. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. This is actually a really big deal. A labor of love. And we love that so many people have been involved and are commenting.
Yeah.
Huge strides on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And sticking through with us while we kind of learn how to become podcasters, right? Because I think now when I go back and I listen, I'm like, okay, so at least we're growing and we're changing and maybe kind of becoming our own and becoming into a little flow. So that's cool too. So it'll be cool to see how we are in our 20th or in 50th.
So reach around, listeners, and pat yourselves on the back. Because you guys are the day one.
Yes. The real MVPs.
The real MVPs. So we've been talking about the surprise since last episode, right, Will?
Yep.
And to celebrate these milestones, this is the surprise. They're sitting right next to us.
Our first guest
speakers are here. So we have a new microphone and we have some guest speakers. So this is a big deal for all of us today. You probably have heard of their work before. We have Junes.
Hey guys, how's it going?
He is the Herman Gonzalez that you heard us introduce last episode.
Yeah.
And we also have...
And we have Leo.
Hey girls.
And he does all of our art, our artwork, and he does all of our amazing producing. So.
And he happens to be married to me.
And he happens to be related to me. This is my baby cousin. These are my baby cousins. And Lil is Wilkes' husband.
Yeah.
And Junes is just related to us because they're cousins.
So these very talented guys are going to be joining us today.
Yes. And they I know I said you guys are day one, but they're really, truly like day zero.
I know.
So a lot of what we do is possible because of them. So thank you guys.
Yes, thank you. Woo-hoo.
So maybe a little bit about yourselves, Junes.
Hello. I forgot about Junes. So,
that was a good intro, by the way. Yeah.
Straightforward. No, yeah. So I go by Junes. My name is Herman Gonzalez. Junes comes from junior. I happen to be a junior. I am a university student, and...
What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in finance and marketing.
But that's the fallback, right?
That's the fallback. You got it.
He makes all our beats, and the very on-point mix tribute of the When Doves Cry.
Mm-hmm. So any music that you're hearing on this podcast up to this point has been all of him... doing it pro bono. We feed him and we give him things to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the payment. And I'm glad you guys like it, honestly. It's good. It's
so Leo, great. How about you?
Sure. So like you guys said already, Junes and I are cousins and Lisbeni as well. Wilkes is my wife and I am a designer my day job. And helping you girls out with this podcast at night. So.
Yeah. He's a producer by night.
A creative genius.
Yes, yes. He has so much input.
He's done all our artwork and our logo, branding.
If you don't hear bloopers on our podcast, it's
because of him, thankfully.
I'm saving that for the bonus
episode. He might be holding that ransom later on.
I know he's going to hold it over our heads. We refuse to feed him pizza. Well, thanks you guys so much for being here. So we have kind of a unique topic, and this is why we wanted some... male input. But before we jump into that, Wilkes, I think it's about that time.
I know, our rumor rundown.
What you got for me?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So she, I know, I feel the same way. She was recently on the cover of Vogue.
Okay.
And, you know, Bleachella, is that what she called it? She, like, bleached her hair.
I have no idea. I kind of ignore her.
I realized after we started doing this rumor rundown, I follow too much social media and too much, like, too much gossip. Yeah. It's like, I don't even know. Anyway, So on Vogue, they do like this video on YouTube with like 73 questions, very staged, and it's like a little annoying. And but she's like extra annoying, and she does this. They ask her, like quick fire questions, and one of them is like, "What would you tell your 19-year-old self?" And she goes and says, "You're gonna be dating like a regular teenager, but you're gonna be the poster child of slut shaming.
Dating like a regular teenager, that you're a superstar and you've dated 27 guys yeah. within 2 years.
No. And you've made, like, let's not forget that the honest truth of her records are mostly songs about the guy she dated. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she herself put it out there, right? Because her songs were kind of like, the hype about it was like, oh my God, well, I want to... People wanted to figure out who the song was about.
Yeah, so some of them were really obvious, like Dear John. Yeah. Other ones like James Dean, Deidre, that apparently was about Harry Styles.
Yeah, and so she had, and Out of the Woods is like about, she made, I feel like the last album was completely about Harry Styles, but what's so funny and why I wanted to bring it up with you today was because she says that she's the poster child of slut shaming, but it's like, she slut shames because one of her songs from back in the day, in like one of her first albums, Speak Now, she did a song called Better Than Revenge, and it's about Camilla Bell.
Okay, and she used to date her ex.
Right, so like Joe Jonas and Taylor broke up, whatever. Joe Jonas dated Camilla, and like she, and there's like no way around it because I know in all her songs she's like really coy and doesn't really. Besides Dear John, mm-hmm. all the other songs are kind of, like, encrypted or whatever you would say.
Okay.
But this one is just, like, the lyrics.
It's kind of blatant, you think? Like, it's really obvious who she's referring to. Completely.
Like, there's several, like, her one line is, like, she's not a saint, and she's not what you think. She's an actress.
Literally. She's an actual actress.
But she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress.
That's wrong. And this, I mean, it. My gripe with her is, like, the song that she has out, Bad Blood. It's clearly about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And so she is the same girl who wants to give Kesha money because of what she's having problems with.
Very publicly. And let's be real. That was a tax write-off.
Yeah, like, it feels more like a... You know, more like a way to kind of self-promote. I don't know, like, this is coming from the girl who has, like, a girl squad.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how many of these girls are capitalizing off of knowing you. Yeah, are they really for sure. your friends? And like, she's really starting to annoy me.
Yeah.
I don't know how truthful it is, but Kanye, when he released that song, Famous, and he mentioned that line mm-hmm. about her, he apparently said, you know, we talked about it, she had a good laugh, and she was the one who came up with the line, oh, he made me famous.
Yeah.
But then... In the award show, she was like, if someone is trying to take your credit, and I was like, listen, who are you?
You know what? That lyric, she's the actress, because she is a stellar actress at being the victim all the time.
Yeah, everyone's because always against
Taylor's
her.
Because Taylor's always the victim, and God forbid anyone ever say anything bad. I mean, she comes after a company like Apple mm-hmm. and tries to
and
make
And I was
it,
actually proud of her for it, because I was like, look at
I was
this
annoyed.
Underdog. It was a while back, so I was like, oh, but then over the past year or so, I'm like, okay, enough with Taylor.
I was annoyed. Now she's like, she really made it for herself, but she tried to glaze it over with... Oh, think about the smaller artist. Like, man, you're not worrying about the smaller artist. You're worrying about yourself. Like, let's be real. And now she's all over the commercials for Apple Music anyway.
And she's like, Jumpman.
Yeah, she's just annoying. Let's move on.
Moving on.
She made me not like that song.
She ruined
the best
for you
part
guys?
Of that commercial. It's like,
when she falls off.
It's like, wait for it. Trust me. It gets better.
Yeah, he sent me the link and he was like, just wait for it.
Well, I will say, we probably have some Taylor Swift listeners. Hopefully, we don't lose you guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I do like her. I will say this. Like, I'm not ashamed. I have all her albums on my iPhone and I do like her. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where it's like, there's too much of her. I need her to take, like, a hiatus.
I want her to just be who she really is and not feel like she has to put... I just need her
to step away a little bit.
People can sense when other people are being fake.
And
everybody's kind of feeling all the fakeness coming
from
her.
Yeah, especially her, like... me again, yeah. I won.
It was cute at the beginning.
Like, or, like, what's even funnier is at the award shows, like, let's say it'll be like, oh, and the winner is... X person who happens to be her friend, and she just starts crying.
Yeah,
like
I remember we talked about that with the Grammys,
when Selena Gomez was doing the song, and everybody knew it was
kind
of about Justin, and she's like, "Oh, my best friend!"
And, or they pan, like they put her on the front row so they could show her throughout the. It's like, yo,
her awkward dancing.
Stop.
Okay, I will be real. 2 years ago, when she was doing her little chair dancing, I was like, you know what? Do you dance? You know, you're actually at
but
a show.
But now I feel like even
she probably
fake.
Felt starstruck, and now I feel like at this point, like you're famous enough, like you can, you are amongst your peers at this point. You're no longer like this underdog, starstruck little girl.
For
sure. Anyway, moving on from Taylor.
On to another empowering female, Harriet Tubman.
There we go.
She's getting on the $20 bill. Woo!
There was a rumor that she was supposed to be on the $10 bill. And then apparently I don't know how true it is.
Yeah, the way it started was that they wanted the $10 bill to be, Hamilton to be replaced with a woman. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people started tweeting, like, put Beyonce on that $10 bill, whatever, right? So now... But I don't know if you, I mean, of course, you know, mm-hmm. Hamilton, the musical is super big.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a hip hop
show. Mixed with like that. Old,
yeah, with like a little crash course history for dummies kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so now I think maybe the popularity of the show has kind of.
It saved Hamilton.
He's like, you're safe for now, you know?
You're safe for now.
And so now, which I think is a good move, they're going to remove Andrew Jackson, which let's say he's got a really shady past and. Mm.
With slavery
in history, and with, you know, with the Indians and Trail of Tears, and so
they're definitely covering two bases with Harriet Tubman, the first black person on on any sort of dollar, you know, and then she's also the first woman, which is awesome. And Susan B. Anthony, I think, was on a coin, she was like on a coin on the back of certain.
Oh, okay.
How do you guys feel on a little random side note? How do you guys feel if they put Barack Obama on a bill? Just cause, you know,
I think that would have to happen
decades
from now. I mean, it
probably
wouldn't have to be, you know, like 100 years from now. He was our first black president.
Black president,
so that's kind of a big
deal. That is a big deal.
But we still don't have, no.
Think about it, though. This country has been around for, I think, over 300 years now, I believe, just a little over. Could be messing that up. I apologize.
Right.
But basically, like, it took that long
that
to get
long.
To this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know if it's going to take that long for Barack Obama.
Well,
but
I'll tell you how long it's going to take for Harriet Tubman to get on the $20 bill. They said 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of, like, fade away, and then right before
it
comes back.
Well,
it's
like when new money gets printed with the
cool
colors, it takes, like,
a little bit
years
to be in, like, you know.
I remember that Andrew Jackson's hair grew. When they had the new bills printed.
Really?
Do you remember, like, his hair was big?
His hair was really big.
So now you can see, like, his face was blown up, and now he's going to be taken away. So, final little piece of the rumor rundown. For those of you who are living in Orlando, you may or may not have heard of this, but apparently marijuana is starting on the process of being decriminalized.
Nice.
It actually just passed its first reading in the Orlando City Council. Now, this does not mean that it is legal, so do not take this to mean that it is legal.
Yeah.
I personally will not.
Too bad it happened after 420.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
And actually, they announced it the day before 420.
Oh, nice.
But that just means that it's gotten to the first reading. It does not mean that this is absolutely true. Now, I'm not going to give my personal opinion on it personally, but this is just what the facts are saying. Apparently, it's supposed to be decriminalized in the sense that rather than it being like a misdemeanor or felony, which can affect people's ability to get jobs. And, you know, I said I work at a local university, people's ability to get financial aid. Now it's decriminalized to where you can get slapped with a $50 fine if it's your first offense.
Awesome.
But there's still way too much details for them to iron out, like city ordinances and city limits. Like, you can literally be on one side of the street and be fine, be on the other side of the street and have a misdemeanor. So it really does matter.
I think that, like, it'll take time. Because I lived in Providence for a little while, and it was legal there. Well, it is legal there. And so I'm with the note, like, my personal opinion is I don't think having weed should be this crime where you're sent to jail and, like, treated like, I don't know, another kind of crime.
There
you
are very,
I mean?
That's something that I will very outwardly say. There are very normal people who have been caught with something and now have a record. And
for
they have a record along the lines of someone who committed a heinous crime, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it just reminds me of, like, when they outlawed alcohol, you know, during Prohibition, and how nowadays it's like, wow, they really outlawed alcohol. What was the point? And so I can imagine, you know, if it does get to the point where all 50 states are legal, 50, 60 years from now, they're going to say, wait, marijuana was illegal at some point? Like,
yeah.
But just be warned, it's not, it hasn't passed yet. It is very early stages. You know, marijuana is still illegal in the state of Florida, so don't get a false sense of security. Please, listeners, listen to us.
Well, nice. That was a good rumor rundown for this week.
So if you guys hear of any other rumors that you think that you guys want to discuss with us, definitely let us know. Of course, you all know our social media sites. So, Wilkes, what I liked about your rumor with Taylor Swift was it kind of touches on our topic a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You were saying that she kind of said that she's the poster child for slut shaming.
Yeah.
And I said that I don't like, you know, the song against Katy Perry and how it was kind of like a mean girl thing to do, like to out her like that in public. And it was just kind of, maybe Katy Perry did her wrong, but I thought that that was like against girl code personally.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think what Taylor does, and she is a master at it, it's like she doesn't outwardly say what the person she's singing about did.
She waits for everyone else who knows to put it out there in the media.
Yeah, and also, don't you think when, like, a little bit of a rumor goes out, it's more of the speculation that's worse, right? Like, you're always going to assume the worst.
Yeah.
So people were already thinking, like, oh, Katy Perry, you know, got with John Mayer while Taylor Swift and John Mayer were together, and that's what the song is about. Or Katy Perry sabotaged. So it's, like, the speculation of it.
But then
it.
You come to find out that it's about, like, backup dancers.
A backup dancer.
And you're like, you're really going to go and make a song out of this? It was kind of a low blow. What do you guys, I mean, I don't know if you guys listen to Taylor Swift as the way girls do. Like, I feel like her fan base is girls.
Well, it's weird. As a, I guess you can say, a creator. Well, that's you're what we're
yeah, you're creative. No, yeah.
But essentially, I like to also take in music, obviously, as well. Mm-hmm. And so I heard 1989 in its entirety. And, you know, before half the songs were singles, I heard them all. And Bad Blood was weird to me because it had that very vibe to it where it's like, here, let me write this song about a beef I have with somebody almost for no reason. And then to boot, for the single version, I'm going to have the hottest rapper on it as a little extra slap to the face. Because I can do that. You know, because I'm Taylor Swift. That's at least the vibe that I got personally.
And it was also kind of a way of, you know, becoming known to a whole other market who probably would not have listened to the song, So I don't know. So all of that to say, essentially.
All of that to say is that Taylor Swift can be, like, I know she likes to portray herself as, like, the girl's girl, but I feel like she's really not.
Okay, so she kind of reminds me, and I'm not sure if you've ever encountered anybody like that. I have, in my past, encountered girls who have said, whether to me or out loud or just in general, that they don't seem to really get along well with girls. Mm-hmm. There's actually a joke on Friends where Ross is dating someone, and then they're like, oh, I didn't really like you when I met you. And she goes, oh, it's okay. Girls never like me when they meet me. Rachel said that. And the assumption is because Rachel is so pretty or something.
Yeah.
So Taylor's whole vibe kind of gives me that.
She's like trying to be that. Yeah.
Kind of so that squad is like fake. Those kinds of girls.
I feel like they all kind of.
A bit of a claim.
It's like a little pyramid thing too. Like they all like kind of feed off of each other's publicity. Especially
they're
like,
sharing fans.
Yeah, sharing fans. Like her making her tour be like a runway and whatever. Anyway, I don't want to make this about Taylor. Like she's a good, maybe
like an example.
We don't hate her, but she's getting a little annoying.
Yeah, but I will say, like, people that say, or like girls specifically that say, oh well, I don't really get along with girls. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives off like one of like three different things, right? Like they feel threatened by other girls. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're just used to being the center of attention, maybe.
Okay.
Or just flat out competitive.
And then you also have, you know, the other instances where it's like the other side of the coin, the girl who doesn't get along with other girls. Not that they don't get along, but they probably gravitate towards men because they're more tomboy.
Yeah.
They probably like to do activities, you know, outdoors, that generally.
Sports.
Yeah, they're maybe into hunting that generally look male dominated. Mm-hmm. Wilkes, you brought up the point about maybe they were raised with men only, and so they just feel more comfortable with men.
Yeah.
Now, Leo, your sister, she's the only girl among two boys, and I think she's a girl's girl.
Yeah, she had you and, you know, cousins that were girls.
I love you, Marilyn.
But, yeah, she couldn't be more girly, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you have different reasons behind it, but I think I like the fact that the boys are here. When you guys come across a girl who says something like that, like, have you ever experienced that? Where, like, a girl has told you, oh, I only get along with guys?
I've seen it happen in practice, and she never said it at one point at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a bunch of guys flock, and for all intents and purposes, I don't really use this whole 1 to 10 thing, but, you know, just for the sake of the example, for all intents and purposes, she was a solid 9 to 10 out of 10.
She was one less than a dime.
She was a nickel and four pennies.
She was a nickel.
Let me just say, side note, this goes against my internal feminism.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's just to kind of portray visually what you might expect is all. Because like I said,
I thought you were rating her personality. I'm kidding.
That's good. You're so noble. Look at you.
No, so essentially, and she had naturally guys flocking around her, but you know, obviously they would all be friend zoned, but that doesn't really stop them for some reason. Point I'm trying to get to is it goes with the whole threatening thing that you mentioned. Not necessarily competitive, but it's the whole, like, she likes to be that center of attention. This was, I'll say about a year ago, though, last summer. We just had a class together, and it was that vibe. She just liked to be that center of attention. She had a guy on, you know, who lived in another city, whatever. But when you, and this can be a whole other conversation, but when you have somebody that you're with and you still have all these guys flocking around you and you find it okay, that, you know, I don't know, that could say something else as well. But at least that's an example that I've had.
Personally. Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if it's just something they say because they think it sounds
like
cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Like, do you think that they probably imagine that the guys feel comfortable around them or feel like they have to fight for her?
Hmm. Yeah, I think it makes them more like, oh, what...
Appealing?
Yeah, like, why don't all the girls get along with her? Maybe, you know, it makes... She's trying to set herself apart.
Right.
You know? Okay, like, oh, I'm not like other girls. I can see that.
But I do think it's a line most of the time.
Yeah.
Like,
Sometimes, at first,
what if it's really true? Like, do you...
At that point, yeah.
Like, do you guys think that a guy and a girl can't just be friends? Mm. Like, what if a guy... Like, a girl who's not a girl's girl... And for any reason, like, they're mean to her, you know, she's, maybe, let's say she's really pretty, she's a 9. And, you know, like, girls, you know, when we get dressed up, I feel like we don't dress up for guys, we dress up for other girls.
Yeah, like, honestly, when I get dressed up, my fashion is because a guy's not looking and saying, well, those are some hot shoes from 2016.
Yeah.
Like, they think a girl looks pretty in a dress and heels. Doesn't matter what it looks like, necessarily. Girls are the ones who are like, that lipstick looks crazy. Her hair looks like from 1990s.
We're,
you know, we are
judgmental.
More specific.
And we are.
You know, guys don't make that distinction.
No, you just,
like,
kind of make, if she puts
it
pretty or she doesn't.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
opposite.
Like,
you guys will be like, oh, all right, that's a cool outfit. Us will be like, ugh, since when does purple and, like, orange match? Like, you know, we'll be like, what is this combination?
Yeah.
When is she wearing? That's last season's. We don't go that crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
No,
so
let me be real. I don't know what you guys are wearing, so forgive me if this offends someone, but there's a point when, like, high-low dresses are no longer considered, like, on trend,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of date themselves, because, like, oh, okay, that's a very 2012 kind of outfit. So us as girls know that. Guys just say she has a dress on. And that's the extent of, like,
her hair is
noticed.
Straight.
Her hair is straight. And we're like, no, she parted in the middle and tucked it behind her ears, which is really big right now. But they don't notice. They say, oh, her hair looks nice. I don't know what, but she looks like.
So maybe some girls that aren't girls are just kind of, like, let's say, like, not with the drama or, like, what it entails to be always with girls, because you feel like you have to
it's
be
like
always,
exhausting.
Like, yeah, it's too much to keep up with guys. It's kind of like, whatever, let's watch the game. All right, let's go golf, or let's play pool, or let's do whatever you guys do, and you guys kind of do it all very chill, I feel.
Well, Lil said something really interesting. Before I jump into what Lil said, I actually did know of a girl years ago who did say, oh, I just don't get along with girls. Girls never like me. And I was like, you don't... No, it was her exact wording was, I'm sorry, I don't trust girls because they never like me. And then I was like, you don't trust me and I'm a girl, so then I'm just not going to trust you by default, you know? Now, Lil, you said something interesting. You said that you think it's a line. And then it kind of ties into what you were saying, like, Wilkes, what you were saying was, can a girl and a guy ever be friends? Do you think that maybe she's doing that to make the guy feel like, oh, we're just friends, but she's really, like, she actually has feelings for him and wants to, like, I don't know, like...
Yeah.
Can we ever trust a girl and a guy in a friendship?
Like, strictly friendship.
Like, a girl who will gravitate more to having guys as friends, but, like, is it... Can it ever be platonic, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of, like, inherent things with that. So, a girl can have a guy that's a friend, and she might, you know, in her eyes, it's platonic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just a guy. He's really nice with me. But I feel like it's very possible that she's not realizing that the guy is probably into her and it's just, you know, mm-hmm. just being her friend to be her friend.
Right.
Do you think it happens... I'm sorry, Lava.
No, go ahead.
Do you think it happens more often that the guy falls for the girl or that the girl falls for the guy in a platonic friendships?
Usually I would say it's the guy who... I would say that's just how okay. it works.
Like, it's easier for girls to have guys as friend and not think past it.
Which is...
It's, I have a little thing because I did research this.
This is coming from a scientist, you guys.
Yeah, so this is a University of Wisconsin study. And it was 400 adults, so 200 friends of opposite sex, like a guy and a girl, from ages 18 through 52.
Oh, wow.
And so they asked, you know, general survey, like, have you ever liked your friend, stuff like that. So it came out, according to Dr. April Blesky, that it was 80 of the 200 had experienced feelings towards their friend. And that the majority were the men like the women. Mm. So, like, the feelings were coming from the men.
So 40% of everybody that was surveyed
of the 200 friendships at some point had feelings. And she said that the reasoning was that men usually are more attracted, like, kind of instant, and women underestimate, like, they'll be the ones that say, no, he doesn't like me, like, mm-hmm. I don't think so. Like, they'll underestimate the feelings of their friend.
Personally, I tend to fall for people after I've become friends with them, so I don't know. Not that I'm like, oh, you're my friend, I'm gonna like you, but, like, typically I have to know the person, even if through one or two conversations, so I could see how after you're friends you kind of determine, I want to continue this friendship, mm-hmm. or I need to stop being his friend because I'm kind of liking the guy, mm-hmm. whereas guys, like you said, they become attracted more through
visual.
Do
you think girls are more emotional?
Oh, absolutely.
And guys are kind of like, it's instant, like, you guys are like, wow, she's pretty. I like her.
Do you think they're less discriminating than girls are?
No, we're probably, I mean, it's going to sound shallow, but we're probably more discriminating visually. Like, mm-hmm. we're really easy to judge a girl without getting to know her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And assuming, you know, making, you know, choices from afar. But, I mean, it's obviously misguided and it falls
like
short,
lust instead of...
You don't have to
it's okay.
censor yourself because of the girl. It's okay. You can be shallow. It's all good.
But, like, then do you think that, like, okay, so do you think girls are more prone to just automatically put guys into the friend zone?
I would say if you asked...
Probably initially.
Initially. And also, mm-hmm. if statistically where that happens often, you know, at least based on personal experience, it's always been the female who puts the other in the friend zone.
In the friend zone.
Mm-hmm. Which, actually, I had a question about. Has there ever been a point where you've been friends with, you know, a guy,
mm-hmm.
and you know that they like you, it fades away because I guess you don't like them back, but then
you start liking
them? Yeah, like, you realize it. Like, you're like, oh, wait a second.
You want what you can't have kind of thing?
It's one of those things where part of what I like from having guy friends, obviously, it's just, it's a different kind of experience. It's a little more relaxed. But I have such amazing guy friends. Like, I know that if there's no seat, they will give up their seat for me. They open doors for me. And that feels nice. And I don't do it to use them, but it just feels nice to be treated like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. Obviously, not in that way. I love them, though. Now, if you know that a guy likes you, unfortunately, and Leo, you were saying you were shallow, this is the part of the women that's kind of shallow, which is we like the attention, and sometimes it's annoying at first, and we're like, this guy needs to leave. And then when he goes, you're like, no, wait, where are you going? Like, what is happening? And so that's not to give guys tools, but some of them use it. Some of them know not to text the girl right away.
So,
and then the girl's like, hello. Like,
that you said something really good there. The girl's being shallow, too, because now she's using the guy for that attention.
Right.
It's like, well, let me string them along, and that's where the friend zone situation happens.
That's
right?
True.
Because I've seen that happen all the time, and it's like,
you think it's harsh for the girl to do it to the guy?
I've seen it where it's like, or even friends or acquaintances, and they're like, oh, you know, he keeps showing up. Yeah, he's just my friend, and then I'm like, really, you can't see that he's crushing on you?
It's
like, oh.
Sometimes girls have to be convinced into it.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent to a girl leading a guy on, maybe, like, kind of tugging on his heartstrings,
mm-hmm.
is like something I read about. It's called the friendship fraud.
Okay.
And so it's like the guy, he's the girl's friend, but he's just waiting for, like, the most opportune time to, like, make his move.
Like, pounce.
Yeah. So, like...
Like a stealthy lion cat.
Yeah, a little cheetah there. And like, so he's, like, waiting, you know, maybe she, let's say this girl has a relationship and like he's kind of maybe not pushing her off the,
you think, like biding his time
kind of thing. Like kind of just like, oh, why do you like this guy? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's terrible. And any argument they have that the girl feel comfortable, you know, divulging, he'll be like, yeah, yeah, he's a lame, he's a loser, you know.
Well, then they kind of are using each other, because the girl probably feels, I can trust the guy, and the guy's just waiting for the moment where she's vulnerable enough for him to be like, I would never treat you like this.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I would like to see how the study was conducted, because let's say that you and Lil were not married. Let's say you guys are just friends walking on a campus, right? And Lil has liked you at some point, and they're interviewing you guys together. Lil's not going to be like, yes, I did like you, Wilkes, if you've never divulged it to
I'm sure it was like they just kind of, they did a separate survey,
right.
But what's a good thing to know is that it was only 80 friends,
mm-hmm.
you know,
80 total or 80 couple. It was,
so it was like 400 people, 200
pairs.
Okay. So like only 80
of the
200 pairs had an attraction.
So the consensus
so
it's
less
you
than
can
half.
Have,
so it most more often than not, it is totally normal to have completely
platonic
friendships.
No, it's absolutely possible.
If we're gonna base it on this study, right? But I am of the notion that I think you can have a platonic friendship. Like, I have guy friends, and
I think you can too. But I will say this: I feel like it's more likely than not that even if your friendship is platonic, at one point in time, one or the other was attracted to the other.
Yeah, it might not have been like a full-on crush. It might have been just like an initial, like, huh, I could see that.
I mean, you know, all men aren't dogs. I'm going to put that out there real quick. But we'd be lying too, I think, if we didn't see somebody, then we were like, okay, you know, that person's attractive. Or let me get to know this person a little bit better.
Yeah.
There might be something there. And the thought crosses your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, to give you guys a little anecdote, one of my dearest friends, his name is Gene, he has one of my favorite, like, stories that I've met. I met him in a parking garage. I was about to leave. I couldn't find where to park for this event. He happened to be there. My friend happened to have known him from years ago, and him and I became fast friends. So him and I, he's one of my closest friends. He's like a brother to me. My mother loved him. And then he met someone. And when he told me who she was, I had met her previously. And because him and I were so close, obviously out of respect for his wife, or for his now wife, the girl that he met at the time, we weren't like texting all the time or talking. Mm-hmm. Our relationship had never been inappropriate, ever. And it was always fully platonic on both sides. So I think that all of us were very mature to the point where even his wife, who's now one of my dearest friends, her and I have become very close. She would sometimes ask him, like, hey, well, haven't you spoken to Benz in some time? Like, call her, you know, check on her and see how she's doing. And when she would come into town, you know, like, we always wanted to spend time with her, to the point now that I speak more to her than I do to Gene, you know. But it took maturity on all three parts. I had to respect that he was no longer just a fully free man. He had to respect how his girlfriend would feel, and also his friends with me. And she had to respect, not had to, but she knew or was gracious enough to respect that him and I have been friends, brother and sister almost, for so long.
Yeah.
You know? So that is one prime example of that obviously working.
I think when it comes to a relationship, like, as long as, like, my really only guy friend, we've always been in, like, a fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a tradition we've had since college. And so when I met Leo, like, I was like, oh, great. So this is how I can introduce them. And, like, I was like, oh, send it. Like, I was like, you send it to Leo.
Who's this guy sending you an email?
And I was like, you send this so you guys can, like, talk or whatever. And, like, they. And so now it's, like, we all do the league together. Yeah. And it's become, like, now it's our tradition, too. We'll do it every year. And so I think that is too, like, you have to have boundaries, right? And you have to have respect. And so I think if each party knows that, especially if you're friends for a long time and then now your friend has a significant other, then the significant other needs to sometimes understand that it's just a friendship too. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should feel threatened ever, unless there's things that clearly cross a line, right? You know.
Well, funny you should say that. There's a term I heard about years ago. You said
Friendship fraud.
Friendship fraud. Another one I've heard of is called friendlationship. So, Junes, to answer your question, which I think this is cool because Junes, of the four of us, he's the youngest. So, yeah. I would like to think we're imparting some sort of wisdom. Yeah. Little kid. He's so cutie. So, there's a term I heard called friendlationships. Have any of you guys ever heard it before?
Never.
Okay. So, essentially, it's a friendship that's kind of relationship-y. So, it's like, oh, you have a wedding, you bring your friend. You're feeling lonely one night, you bring your friend over, and it's fully platonic.
Is this friends with benefits?
No, oh, no, no. Okay. It's platonic in the sense that, like, there's nothing that's going on physically or emotionally necessarily.
It's just
necessarily.
A friend you use in place of a date.
Yeah, so it almost feels like a relationship. Like, they become, you know, kind of like that friend that's always there. And that's when it can get a little dangerous, because what happens is, what if one of them does get in a relationship? Or what if somebody's intentions were misunderstood?
Yeah.
Which happens when you're young. I feel like now we're at a place... At least me, Wilkes, and Leo. Mm-hmm. Well, Wilkes and Leo are married. I'm still single, but I'm in my late 20s. So I'm at a place now where I can very comfortably be friends with men. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I was like 18 and 19, it was ingrained into my head that guys only want to be in relationships. Like, yeah. they want you to be their girlfriend or nothing at all. You know?
So to bring up like a little bit of pop culture, like movies and like how movies and friendships between girls and guys are always kind of like, they may start as friends, but then at the end they're like married mm-hmm. and in love because they've always been in love. So like a couple ones that I can think of, like When Harry Met Sally.
Friends with Benefits.
Maid of Honor. Mm-hmm. You know, Maid of Honor with Patrick Dempsey, and like he's the girl's maid of honor. And, like, the whole time he's trying to sabotage the wedding.
Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right. Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so, even the Zoolandia, you remember when we talked about it, how it ends with...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. With the little bunny and the fox, like, mm-hmm. you own, like...
There's a part of you that cringes because you're like, where are they taking this?
They do end up as friends, but there is a little tinge of like, wait, are they trying to make these a relationship?
Like so. They're a just fox friends. And a rabbit?
Like do you think it's kind of a thing where, well, you know how they say the best relationships are those with friends and like the
well, ones you have
that you
to
build
be
a
friends,
friend?
Right? I mean, that was part of it too. You know, it's like you when you feel something for somebody, it always starts as a friendship. Like the best relationships, you know, Wilkes is my best friend, so. It wasn't trying to be cheesy here, but it starts like that. I mean, but that is Zootopia.
Yeah.
Or Zoolandia. Zootopia, right?
Zootopia. Yeah. Zoolandia?
Zoolandia? Oh my god, there I go. There I go again.
I thought you were going to say Zoolander.
Yeah. I wrote on my notes
Zoolandia.
Oh, would you like post that somewhere?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, if you don't
hashtag
remember.
Zoolandia.
Hashtag. If you don't remember from previous episodes, Wilkes renames everything.
I'm the worst.
Total Wine is Wine Emporium.
Wine Emporium. Random.
Grey Wolf Lodge.
Oh, the Grey Wolf Lodge.
For the
Lodge.
White Wolf Cafe.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the topic. All right. This is not Loki Roast.
Hashtag Zoolandia. T-shirts coming soon.
T-shirts. Zoolandia. Unisex, male, female.
I'm on it.
And
I'm on
digress.
It.
And we digress.
Multiple colors.
This is what happens. This is even, okay, if for sake of vulnerability, this is how... This podcast even started. We would just sit around a kitchen table,
yeah,
and we would just go off on a topic, and they're like, wait, why don't we record these like come back and laugh at them later,
right?
But Lil, you said something key. You said Wilkes is my best friend, but you were not friends with her before you started liking her, though.
Correct.
Okay, so your situation mm-hmm. was different than like what is portrayed in those movies, and I think that that's where people get misconceptions.
Yeah.
You know, that there's so many movies, and I think it happens more in movies than in real life, where best friends fall in love.
For sure.
Whereas you guys became best friends while you were falling in love.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little different.
It's a little different. It's true. Like, in movies, I mean, always in movies, right, they kind of give a little bit more of, like, a, like your mm-hmm. musicals. They sing a song, and now we're gonna get married in the next scene. And yeah. so, but it's funny to say how in our other... how like movies kind of imitate
life.
Real life and mm-hmm. so I think maybe some people see, like, let's say the friendship fraud, like maybe the guy sees Love and Basketball and sees how the little girl from next door ended up being, as you know, they fall in love and they end up together in the end. So maybe he sees it and he's like,
oh, so that's how you do it.
I might be in the friend zone now mm-hmm. but if I wait a couple years.
Has there ever been a moment for you, Wilkes, where somebody was strictly in the friend zone and they came out of the friend zone for you?
No.
Same here. I don't know, like, I feel like there have been times when I have liked the guy, and then I quickly realize, oh, no, 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 and then we just become friends. But I think, like, it's easy to go from liking him to going into friends, whereas very rarely do you come out of the friend zone, and I don't know. I feel like maybe for the guys it's different.
Once in the friend zone, always in
the friend zone. Do you guys ever, like, do you, is there, like, a time where you, like, realize, like, wait a minute, I'm in the friend zone, aren't I? Like, has that happened to you?
Yeah, but the thing is that it's up to the individual to decide if you want to really make the effort to leave the friend zone or abandon ship. Or not abandon the ship entirely.
Are you calling me a ship? Calling girls ships? Yeah.
Friendlationship.
Friendlationship,
yeah.
You called it that.
Yeah. That was you. No, but or obviously you can make the choice to just stay friends.
That's what I meant. Like, is it ever okay for you guys to just both friend zone each other? Like, you know, you'll be friends.
Yeah, that's kind of truly sad, platonic. Though.
It's sad.
You friend zone each other. That implies that you both like each other, but are too afraid to ask each other.
No, friend zone means that you're not attracted.
Basically,
also just normal platonic.
Yeah, that's what makes it platonic.
Absolutely. In this case, it would be like. Like, let's say in this case, the guy likes the girl. Mm-hmm. The girl does not reciprocate the feelings. And the guy says, okay, well, I understand, whatever, whatever. And continues to keep in contact with me, whatever, you know, hang out. But there's nothing there anymore.
I think for a girl, like, let's say the girl likes the guy. Mm-hmm. And he's friend-zoned her, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think the girl can stay.
It's much harder.
It's much harder because then the guy's going to bring another girl around.
So, like,
and it's kind of like, wait a minute.
Which, by the way,
I've
not seen this perspective, by the way.
So it's like one of those things.
It's worse, basically.
It's worse. Because with girls, I think, like I said, like, I think we're more emotional.
Okay.
And I think maybe we even read into things. Because, like, let's say before we realize we're in the friend zone, we're going to be like, oh my God, he texted me. Because I told him I felt sick. Oh, he ordered me
met his family or something.
Yeah, like,
you in your mind is like, this is clearly...
He took me to the movie. Oh, he didn't have a date to the wedding, so he took me. Like, we'd, like, literally have, like, talks to every single person in our phone book. Like, do you think so?
And we analyze and pinpoint.
Oh, my God, but he used an emoji. And he used this one. Like, that, I think that's how... I'm not saying that girls... I'm not trying to make us seem, like, too much. But I do think we overthink things sometimes.
We do.
And I think that with guys, you guys kind of see it and are just like, meh, all right.
I don't know. Maybe in
some guys, not everything.
I'm
talking too general, but like some guys.
Because I know of friends who are like, oh, what does that mean? You know what she wrote? And I'm like, that's just a smiley face. Like, please don't look into that. I don't know. Like, I think I agree with you there. Like, with guys, it's probably more of a blow to their ego if they like the girl because initially they thought she was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas girls, when they like a guy, it's because they like who he is as a person, and they're probably already envisioning a relationship with the person. And so when they've gotten friend zone, and it's happened to me, like, you feel more like it almost feels like a breakup.
Yeah.
Because now you can't be friends with the person anymore.
Yeah,
because
then you're like, well, we can't be how we used to be. And the guy might not understand that because they're like, hey, why don't you? And you're just kind of like, I don't really want to be, you know, I just don't want to be that person that you come and talk to about your relationship or something. Like, I don't want to know that.
I think that it's harder for girls to just stop their emotions.
Yeah, it's super hard.
So for a guy to just be like, okay, like, for her to be like, oh, he doesn't like me, okay, and then still, like you said, still keep texting one another.
Yeah, because I think guys can, you guys are like, bounce back, I feel. Girls are, we bounce back too, let's not get that. But it does take a little bit of time to just kind of, you know, digest it and be like, all right, and accept it and say, fine. And maybe then you can, when you get to that place, is when you can become friends again.
Probably.
And embrace, like, you know, embrace the girlfriend. And maybe she's, you know, cool and you like her and you guys hit it off. And it'll end up like you and your friend, that you're closer to his mm-hmm. wife than you are to him now.
Yeah, and I love them both. And that luckily, you know, between Gene and I, there was never anything romantic. It was mm-hmm. fully brother-sister all from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So that was an easier transition for me because I didn't have any sort of... I just had to get used to, like, I couldn't just freely call him at 12 a.m.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, his wife is going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
But now that we're friends, like, I don't feel any problem with it. So mm-hmm. not that if you're listening, if I text Gene, it means nothing. And I know that they both...
Disclaimer.
Putting that out there. No, there is a level of respect. I know when Wilkie and I started getting more serious, I paid more attention to things like that, like who her friends are and getting to know them. And, you know, we have a trust and respect with each other, and, you know, we trust each other. But it's not her that I worried about. You know, it was always like, well, I don't know, you know, such and such's intention. Like, I don't know his intention. I haven't got a chance to know him yet. Or, you know, whatever the case may be, I wanted to make that opinion or make that decision myself, and vice versa, you know. But there is a certain thing where, like, you know, if it's 11 o'clock at night, you know what, you know, he's not respecting me if he's messaging Wilkie, you know what I mean? Like, there's a barrier there that you respect with people that are in relationships.
Absolutely.
And if you're
friends. I completely agree. And I have been given permission by guy friends who are like, oh no, like, they don't care. And I'm like, yeah, but still, I really don't. I just I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
And I give myself a personal cutoff point.
Right.
I was raised in very much like youth group culture, and they always said, like, after like 12 o'clock your voices get softer and you get more vulnerable and your walls come down, and then, like, having those late conversations into the night, like, starts building, you know, feelings, and sometimes
yeah.
it's not reciprocated.
Oh my gosh.
Just pajamas.
It's usually just SpongeBob pajamas. I mean, it's always innocent. It's not that it's going to get, like, risque, but it's just more about, you know, your emotions getting all wrapped up into it, you know? So do you guys believe in emotional infidelity?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that, and this is actually a topic I brought up with some friends. We had gone out one day, and I brought this up. Mm-hmm. If you were dating someone and you find out that they have been emotionally unfaithful to you, is that an immediate deal breaker for you?
Maybe not
immediate.
No.
But
okay.
It is.
But
it is something to think about.
But
yeah, like, wait a minute.
No, and not to blow up the spot on myself here, but I've been that guy. Like, I've been the emotional...
Have you been the mistress? The emotional
yeah.
mistress?
Wait a minute. But, somebody was thinking about you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You
were, oh my gosh.
You were
so, okay,
thinking,
I was
the emotional mistress, if you will. If you will.
You were the emotional... Okay, so the girl was dating someone.
Right.
Okay, so what happened?
And it was one of those situations where, like... and also tying into another point you brought
mm-hmm.
up is... she was not really into the whole thing anymore with him because of how he was or what he would do, you know, little
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
And she would confide those things in me, and I would give her my advice. Sometimes it would be a little biased toward myself.
Oh, were you the cheetah?
I was the, if you will.
In the high ground.
Oh, I think he's a
waiting,
cheater.
Waiting.
Yeah. He was
yeah.
the, he was the crouching tiger.
He was awaiting the prince.
As Ben's put it, the lion cat.
In
Zoolandia.
Yeah, in Zoolandia. But basically,
you're crouching like a tiger.
Exactly. No, and and so she would. It would be one of those things where, like, she wouldn't do anything. She'd be like, "Yeah, I don't like how this is this and this is that."
Mm-hmm.
And I would say my opinion or my point of view, and she
right.
wouldn't make any changes. And it had to get to that point where, which you said, is then just don't talk to me about this person anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that faded away, obviously. But, like, because we had class together. And we actually knew each other from, like, high school. It was, like, my second or third semester, so it was kind of relatively
mm-hmm.
recently as far as high school. And point of reference, I'm in my third year now, so that was, what, like, 2 years ago. So, essentially, we had that little... there was no need to break the ice because we kind of already knew of each other.
You said high school,
right.
But do you mean college?
No, like, we knew who each... Like, we did not know each other in high school.
Oh, okay,
we just
okay,
knew
okay.
each other existed.
Gotcha.
It was one of those things.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then we had a class together, and we were kind of just, like... There was no need to break the ice. It was just like, oh, hey, you're that...
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're that person.
Like a built-in friend, yeah.
I've
yeah.
seen you before.
Yeah, I've seen you before. And then, obviously, because we had a class and it was a biology class, it was relatively difficult. So we
mm-hmm.
got each other's numbers strictly for, like, school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly.
But that evolved.
If you guys look at... If you guys can see Wilkes right now, she is twirling her
she
hair.
She is ready. She's listening.
Pursing her lips at
she's
him.
She's listening. No, and essentially, over the course of the semester, it got, you know... There was a sort of emotional, you know, I don't really know.
Like an emotional relationship?
Yeah, in a way. And there was this awkward point where the guy who normally wasn't on campus at the same time as us happened to be there one day.
Oh.
And we were about to go grab food. Like, we were going to go on a quasi date, if you will.
Caught.
It was one of those, you know, not a, you know, just like you guys are hanging out.
Yeah.
And
hanging out.
And he was like, what, you know, and he knew about me. Mm-hmm. Like, she told him, like, oh, hey, I'm really good friends with.
He did air quotes,
but yeah, sorry, I did air quotes. We did quote unquote friends.
We're not recording ourselves yet.
Exactly, video.
You've been asking questions, and I've been nodding my head yes and no the whole time.
The whole time.
I was like, wait a minute, no one
exactly.
No one can see, baby. That.
But basically, it was really awkward because, and I knew of him as well.
Like, did he confront you?
No. It was just like he was walking in our direction, and obviously, it was nobody.
And then you pushed her aside.
Did you feel attracted to her, but emotionally, like,
yeah,
kind
in
of
both ways.
Do you think? I'm going to give this opinion. Like, do you think that no matter what, we find our friends attractive? And not, it doesn't have to be sexually, but it could be just like
you just see them
mentally.
In a different light.
Yeah, like you like your friend because you think they're smart and they bring something to your life that makes you feel comfortable and just feel like you can be
level,
yourself.
Yeah.
Like you're
innocent,
attracted
they're a great
to.
Person.
Yeah,
yeah
like
yeah.
to their personality.
There's a reason you're friends with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think with that, maybe you guys had more of a, because she kind of confided in you, and I think that kind of changes, because, no offense, like, you were, like, the pseudo girl. Like, you would be what she would call her girlfriend, right?
Sure.
So maybe she's who we're talking about. Maybe she's not a girl's girl.
Would you do, okay, in your friend relationship with her, did she ever make it clear or semi-clear that she was also emotionally interested in you?
That's the thing. That's the distinction. Is that there?
It wasn't one-sided.
And that's what made it extra weird, if you will, is because knowing this, I don't condone leaving somebody for somebody. So that's kind of, you know, but
as the one
who's on the other side, it's weird.
Let me ask you a question. Did you judge her for that?
That's a great point.
Do you feel like you looked at her differently because you knew that she had a boyfriend but she liked you?
Right, she's talking to you, so is she capable then? Like, would you trust her past that point?
Because my mom said something very, like, poignant. Like, you lose them the same way you got them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say, you guys would have gotten together. And like she cheated on someone for you, then
emotionally speaking,
but still. Let's not
also,
make
you
this
guys are having
thing.
Lunch.
No, no.
Let's not make you this topic. I'm sorry, Junes. Not you specifically, but I'm saying like the same way you got your significant other might be the way you lose them, right?
No, absolutely.
You know what she's capable of at that.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
I had told you guys I brought up this topic amongst a group of friends, and I had just met these two guys, and they're a little younger than me. And one of them was actually telling, he was in June's position where he knew a girl, he liked the girl, he knew the girl was in a relationship, and you guys could have the exact same story. She would confide in him a lot, he knew that she liked him back, and then when he noticed that she was reciprocating, he was kind of like, he even admitted it, he's like, looking back now, what was wrong with me to do, because I was involved in this, but I kind of was upset at the fact that she let it happen. Like, he was wanting it to happen, but then there was another part of him that was like, well, wait a minute, you actually are willing to do this? And they're not together at this
point. Yeah, but I mean, is that fair?
It's
right.
not,
Can you
and he
judge
recognized
her?
It.
Like, he can't judge her for doing what he instigated.
I think in his right mind, he understood it shouldn't have been, it wasn't right, and he probably, from an objective perspective, if he was looking on this situation from the outside perspective, he's like, this is not right. But because he was, you know, we're all human beings, we crave love, we crave attention. He was a receiver of attention.
Yeah.
You know, he probably was a little blinded by it until he realized, whoa. And I think a part of it also was a kind of a thrill. Like, I don't know, like,
the thrill of the chase kind of thing.
Because now looking back, I had a little moment to reflect.
You're such a wise man, dude.
I don't think I thought of that at the time, the whole lose them like you got them thing.
Yeah.
Because of the thrill, I think. I think because of that, I was in the moment. I didn't think, wait a second, can this happen again?
Yeah.
Like, will she do this? She couldn't possibly.
That would be very meta, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, wait a minute. In the moment,
step out of yourself,
like, I don't, you need to, like, kind of step back and be like, wait a minute. Like, that's when your conscience starts rolling in, like, what you're doing is wrong. You know that.
In relationships, like, that dating feeling, and Leo, it was actually your dad that I believe I heard this from. like, in the dating feeling, like, when you're
dating
someone.
Let the record show that I nodded my head again in agreement.
We need, like, somehow subtitles. Or, like, yeah. It was, I think it was something that you, like, I was at your house before you got married, and your dad was, I don't know why I'm thinking about your dad, my uncle, but he was mentioning, like, oh, when you're dating someone, it feels even better than when you're in a relationship with them, which feels even better than when you're married. Oh, yeah, not that being married is worse than dating someone.
That's why
someone.
You shouldn't stop dating when you're married.
Yeah, but it's just that you get to a level of comfort and they lose that mystique. And so when you're, even before dating, when you're getting to know the person and it's almost like this forbidden thing, like there's a part of you that's kind of like the thrill of having someone there.
And it's the excitement of the new.
Yeah, it's something new. And, and then I don't know how you felt in that moment, like when you saw the guy, if you were like, oh crap, and you wanted to like shove her into a locker. And like run from there.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, whoa,
or just run away.
In this case, she
could have easily just run away. No shoving needed.
Get away from me, you heathen. Get away from
me, you leper. It would have been her. It would have been her pushing me into the bushes.
I don't know who you are.
What were the church elders saying?
Right. June's story just turned into like a novella right now.
Oh man. Well, we were raised with novellas.
Runs
in
Spanish.
Runs in Spanish.
This is an awesome topic because I think maybe the majority of our listeners might say, like, might, when you think about it and you kind of analyze your friends, you guys, I'm sure we all have guy friends. Like, we've had friendships with guys, and guys have had friendships with girls. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's like a mutual understanding of like, it's just friends. Or do you ever have that talk? Like, do you ever say, like, hey, I like you, but I understand we're just going to be friends? Because I think once you cross that line, you really can't go back.
There was a friend of mine who called me out because he says the way I was acting was as if I was acting like his girlfriend. And it took me like 20 steps back. And I was like, what? And I was like,
wow.
No.
That's uncomfortable.
I've never been attracted to him. And that could have made or broken our friendship.
It was a misunderstanding, I guess.
Yeah, and it was years ago. And our friendship continued after that with no problem. Right. If anything, we got closer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's just make it extremely clear. I know exactly where we stand.
Sure.
Do not think I'm confused, you know? And so we were both young, and it took a moment of me being upset about one thing and him misreading it to think that I was like jealous of something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the? And so it just goes to show men and women think so differently.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where the argument comes from, that maybe they can't be friends, because if you were to take your closest friend of the opposite gender and put them in a room by themselves where they will, well, you will never know the answer. Can you for 100% say that they had never been attracted to you? And that's just one of those things that I think about. I'm like, I believe that they can be friends, but I agree with Leo in that there has to, at some point, which is to your point, Wilkes, that there's something about them that attracts you to them, or you would not be friends
with
them.
Good point.
Even if it's a personality thing.
Yeah.
Put him on a desert island, you and the person, and don't tell me that, you know, that you're not going to go, well, I guess there's a lot in life.
Well, I mean, that's like you have no other choice. My goodness.
You find comfort in the person.
But
you know?
I don't think it's fair to say if you're a girl, the only guy friend you can have is someone who's maybe, let's say, homosexual, right? Like, you can't say, oh, okay, then you know for sure he's never going to be attracted to you.
I mean, I think it's okay. Like, I have guy friends who I've never been attracted to, like, oh, emotionally, but I can recognize that they're very handsome guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably said, wow, he's really handsome. But does that constitute as me having a crush on
no,
him?
No, I don't think so. No,
exactly.
I think you can recognize when someone looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's a girl, it'll say, wow, she's pretty.
Yeah. Like, I have friends who I think are gorgeous, and I'm like, you're so beautiful. Doesn't mean I'm like...
I think everything, much like how with everything in life, I think everything has an exception.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for, you know, different strokes for different folks. If you are a girl and you have a best friend that's a guy and you guys are just friends, and maybe he'll be your maid of honor at your wedding. Like, that's great. I think that's cool. Like, let's say if it's a, you know, that's just their best friend and that's how it ended up. I think that's pretty great. But I think when a girl says, I'm not a girl's girl, I think there's something under it. Like, I don't think it's, I think, like, what Lil says, that it's a line. Like, maybe they're trying to come off as the cool girl that likes sports. Because sometimes, like, with me, that I like sports, when I would say that, I think guys would kind of see it as, like, they'd always want to, like, instinctually, like, test me, like, name five players off this team and tell me three, like, what sport is this or, like, what is football really? And I'm just like, don't quiz me because don't think I'm just saying.
They don't quiz any other guy who says that.
Yeah, I think they always assume, like, you're just saying that because you want to get in okay with the guys.
Right.
So I do see that. Some guys kind of think that it's a line,
mm-hmm.
But I do think that, like, going back to movies, I think the portrayal of women are, like, that they're catty. Like, mean girls. And with, like, you know, I'm not gonna... Taylor Swift, like, the whole girl squad. Like, it is kind of a portrayal of just, like, that girls are catty. And so maybe some girls just don't like that.
Yeah, and I can see that. So I think that it's... None of what we can say here can be considered, like, a rule. Yeah. But I think that maybe just from our own personal experiences, and at least mine have been, if a girl generally, I'd probably say about 65 to 75% of the time, if she says that she just has not had a lot of girlfriends, a lot of times you have to think about her tone, think about her personality, and say, okay, that makes sense. I can see why. Or other times you're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can see why. You really can tell when it's because, oh, her circumstances have just not led her to really be. Whereas, you know, in other cases, you're like, no, it's definitely a line.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Demericano listeners, before our dumb moments, we have some new updates for you. So for all our Android users, you can now find us on Google Play and Stitcher.
Don't forget, you can still connect with us through our normal social media sites. We are on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest as @Demericana. We also are on Google Plus communities, and you can find us on Facebook. You can email us demericanapodcast@gmail.com, or you can tune in through your computer at our website, demericana.net.
Welcome back, Demericana listeners. It's time for our favorite.
Our dumb moments.
Our dumb moments for the topic.
That's when we can impart our own more specific opinion.
Yeah, our a different take on this pretty interesting topic.
It's very broad.
It's very general.
We did not even scratch the surface. So, Wilkes, what's your dumb moment?
So my dumb moment is, it's important, I think, to remember that individuals are mean and not necessarily genders
That's really true. And it goes both ways.
Yeah, and so when a girl says, I'm not a girl's girl because they're mean, like, maybe sometimes it's good to kind of look to yourself, right? Like, so, and you might be missing out on some really great friendships.
Yeah, I know for sure. For one, I have a wonderful female friendships that I could not see myself without. Mm-hmm. And don't miss out on those. Girls are so much fun.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do without my best girlfriends. Aww. Yeah.
Well, my dumb moment, I think June's inspired me, because June's, you said, oh, you're drawing from your own experience. And I am. I think that what made it work between my friendship with Jean and Nathan, even other friendships who are, they're a couple dating or married, is that it takes two things. It takes good communication and honesty with one another, and it also takes maturity and understanding your role and not being confused, which is where communication comes in.
Yeah.
We were very clear on where we stood. We understood, you know, that we all loved one another, and that love just looked differently. And it's been such a blessing, and I couldn't see in my life without them. So that's my dumb moment.
That's a great one.
What do you guys think?
Awesome. Yeah, no, totally agree.
Agree with both.
they're so easygoing.
You guys are the best co-hosts.
Yeah, I love it.
It was so great to have you guys. So you're always welcome.
Yes, and again, thank you guys so much for everything you do for the podcast. It wouldn't be possible without you guys.
It's our pleasure. I mean, this thing is episode 10, like you girls said, and it's great. We love it. You know, we're happy to help.
Yeah.
True. And so if you guys want to, what about letting our listeners know
how they can get a hold of you?
I was going to say, obviously I speak on behalf of both of us. It was, you know, lots of fun. I would love to be back at any time. And if you guys want to find out more about us and kind of just get a glimpse into just a couple of our interests, we actually started up a blog recently. You can find us at fieldandtaylor.tumblr.com. We're on Tumblr right now, and that's Field and Taylor, and being the word and everything together. And yeah, you guys get a glimpse of a few of our interests. So
now when you say Taylor, is it like Taylor Swift?
Oh, God.
We're gonna back.
Or is it full like circle, Taylor that you take your students to?
Exactly, exactly. So it's Field and Taylor with the I. Taylor as in, you know, Taylor clothing. And it's primarily like a style blog, because it's something that me and Leo care about a lot. So, and, you know, we delve into other subjects as well, but... Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a good way to kind of find out a little bit more about our interests.
And we'll link it in our blog post this week, so it'll be easily accessible.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
and
over there trying to participate.
I know she's.
I know
out.
She is.
She wants to be part of the podcast too.
Sorry, do you have a Tumblr we can promote? Well, I don't think it's going to be the last time that we hear from you guys on this show. Definitely not the last time that we're gonna hear from you, because
we're gonna mail every day.
Well, as always, Americana listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We will have brand new content for you on Tuesday, or next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and don't forget to write us.
And if you made it this far, thank you so much for tuning in.
Woo-hoo! Now, we did not have any sort of guest suggestions for this episode, but we're expecting one for next one.
Yes, so please. Email us, please.
We love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks. Bye.